God did at camp. Come on, God moves, doesn't he? It's powerful.
As we're continuing, like I said, with the From the Pew series, I love that Pastor Daniel and Kayla's heart is for this next generation, to pour into them, but not just say, we love you, go do your own thing, but say, we love you, be a part of us. And they've asked us to bring some of the students to share testimony. So you guys go ahead and come on up. This is Susan, Bella, and Seth. Give it up for them. They're gonna share with you what God did in and through their lives at camp.
Hi guys, I'm Susan, and God moved in such a wild way at camp. So I was saved like in kindergarten, and the Holy Spirit I had the first encounter in like sixth grade. But this summer felt very like gaping, and like this, there was this like void because I wasn't really making enough time for God to move in my life. I wasn't really letting him work in me, and I wasn't really listening for his voice. But at camp, God totally welcomed me in and made me feel like he was going to move big. And he definitely did. On the second day, I got prayed for a gift of prophecy. And then when I got back to my chair, I started praying faster and faster until all of a sudden I found myself praying in tongues, and I've never experienced that before. And so that was absolutely wild. And then just throughout the week, he would give me words and pictures for just different people to give them. And I feel like the biggest thing that happened during the week was on Thursday during pastor time, when Pastor Kyle told us to focus on something that we felt lacking in. And the first thing that popped in my head was my voice, because I've often felt like my voice is unneeded, unnecessary, like what I have to say to the world is just not valuable. And when I like thought that, and whenever God put that in my head, I looked up at the top of my page and I had written, I give you my voice, God, put words in my mouth. And he like was telling me in that moment, hey, if you give me your voice, I'll give you mine, and I'm gonna speak, and I'm gonna validate your words, and I'm gonna prosper what you have to say, and it's gonna be good. And even now, I feel like this freeness that he is giving me, this new time. I'm taken out of no more dry season. It's gonna be a harvest that we're walking into. And so it's gonna be awesome. So yeah.
Hello, I'm Bella. And before camp, I really struggled with the idea of my worth. My voice felt like my words or my presence or my thoughts were very unimpactful. I never believed I had an impact on people, and I never thought that God would want to use me. But God definitely proved me wrong this week at camp. I had two instances where God really showed me what my impact was. The first one was actually one of my friends, Aiden, came up to me, and we were crying, and we were just in the moment, and he started to thank me. He started to thank me for everything that I've done in his life and how I've poured into his life, how I've helped him connect in the church and with his church family. And the second instance was with a girl who I've never met before until camp. Her name was Mariah, and we were standing in the front. We were asking for the Holy Spirit to fill us, and she had her hand raised to get prayed by a leader, and no leader had come up. And so I put my hand on her, and I was praying over her, but not to her. The more I kept praying, I just felt like God was telling me I needed to speak directly to her. And so I started to pray over her and to pour into her. And afterwards, she hugged me and she told me, I've never met you before camp, but you have impacted me in such a way. Your faith has inspired me, and you inspire me to grow more. And just the big word this week for me was camp. The big word for me was impact. God really showed me the impact that I have on people and how my words do matter. And I can pour into people, and I can pray for people. And I've just gained this confidence through God to keep going and to keep pouring and to keep growing in him and help others. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Seth. And my testimony for camp is just, we got to start before camp. So before camp, I wasn't feeling good at all, mentally, emotionally, physically. Was not looking forward to camp or spending time with God. I just wanted to I wanted to go to camp for the fun stuff, do the blob a couple times, and just have fun. And this is because it's been a rough year for my family. To start the year off, we lost my dad's uncle. And then after that, I lost a friend to a suicide. And the week right before camp, I lost two cousins in a car accident. So I was not happy at all with God, quite angry. And so going to camp, a lot happened. God met me and where I was. And the two things that, or the all that I want can be summed up in two words, and that's brotherhood and fellowship. And so I'm just gonna share a couple stories with y'all and how God moved through us. So in the first story is me and my friends, some of them are over here, decided to be really dumb with our outfits this year. So we're like, we're just gonna embrace being dumb. So we found these things on Amazon. Amazon's a great place. We found them and we called them Shrats. It's a Shrek hat. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we had kilts and cut off polos for good looks. Wow, that's bad. Okay, so then we also had other horrible outfits and we just decided to wear them together. And so one of us wasn't doing it, so we weren't weird. We weren't made fun of, but we were doing it as a group, so we were all laughing together, and everyone at camp loved it. So we thought it was just hilarious, and what I learned from that is just, like, when you go through stuff together as friends, it's a lot more enjoyable, and it's a lot easier to do more embarrassing things and hard things. And then we had our small groups, and our small group leader, I don't know if Chase is in here, Chase Acuff, but he was our leader, and he was a great guy, and he led us well. And he led us to a point of vulnerability and comfort that we could all just open up with each other as a small group and trust each other. And just how to be brothers. How do we live life together? How do we walk together? How do we pick each other up properly? And it was just really impactful. And he got us all to the point where we were able just to confess and throw what we were going on with, what our struggles, our weaknesses, our strengths. How do we go together? How do we follow God together? And I can't thank Chase enough for what he did at camp. And so after that, that day we got really close as a small group. Later that night, we had worship. And like I said, I couldn't get into anything really spiritual because I was still full of anger. So when we had worship, I wasn't into it. I was just kind of standing in the back, but I felt called to go to one of the youth leaders. His name was Larry, and I had met Larry on the youth mission trip in Baja, but I just felt really called to go to Larry, so I decided to go to him, and right before him, I just broke down. I just let it all out, and without me telling him anything, he just started praying, and he prayed for loss, for emotional healing, mental healing, and a renewed faith, and so I even broke down even more before him because that's exactly what I needed prayer for. I hadn't told him I'd lost cousins or family this year. And I just know he was God sent, and I was sent to him by God because before camp, back in December, I think he said he had just lost his mom, so he knew exactly what I was going through. He knew how to pray for me and just how to walk me through what I was going through at camp. And so with him and his mentorship at camp, I was able to start going and praying for other people like I had never prayed before in outreach. And now also back to Chase, after camp, we decided as a small group, we were going to stay together and trust each other and do a Bible study weekly. So that's our plan after camp, is just to continue the movement that God started.
Y'all, aren't they incredible? They're just three of the testimonies that I know. Each one of these students have a moment and moments where God encountered them. And I love that that happens at camp. One of the cool things and stories I want to share with you is that we believe that camp doesn't just happen at camp. It actually impacts people. So when your students come home and they start sharing with their friends and their coworkers, what happened at camp spreads.
When they come home and talk to you about what happened at camp, it spreads to you. You're able to then be, as a parent, real proud and happy, and you share with your friends, and what happens at camp grows. This year, for the first time, we actually streamed online all of our services, and one of the pastors from our Albuquerque church, she's the children's pastor, her name is Jackie, was tuning in, watching, and she posted this, and I just want to share with you guys what she wrote. Her daughter's name is Gwen. This is what the joy of the Lord looks like. Tonight, we watched the live service for ENYC. We heard an amazing message, which was followed up by a time of prayer and worship. I was on my knees praying in the living room, moved by what the Holy Spirit was stirring in me. And Gwen joined me because I was so emotional. She always wants to make sure we are okay, so she was loving on me. She sat on the floor with me and began to cry, which is not an unusual thing for her, but this time was different. She kept telling me how God was so good and how much she loves him. She was moved by the overwhelming love that she felt in that moment. We talked a little about what that means to her. And tonight we prayed the prayer of salvation and accepted Jesus into her heart. I'm so thankful and grateful for this special moment with my little. I love you, Gwen. Y'all, God moves. God is moving. He's moving in this next generation. I'm so proud of you guys. Y'all, would you join me and pray for this next generation, for God to seal what he did at camp? Lord, we thank you that you don't look at students and say they can't be used, but you call them into action. You choose them, equip them, give them their identity, show them their purpose. You put and instill boldness and truth for them to share with everyone around them. Lord, I thank you so much for your moving at camp. God, we pray that the seeds sown, the ones that you sprouted and caused to grow up, the fruit that you are already bearing through the lives of these students would be sealed, would be protected, and would even be blessed to grow far beyond where they even are now. May this only be the beginning of what you're doing in their lives. May this just be the next chapter that is going on in the story you have written from the beginning, and now this chapter has their names on it. Father, we as a church speak over this next generation, not just for those that went to camp, but over those of the Permian Basin. Lord, we call them out of the schools. We call salvations. We call more baptisms, more confidence in their identity in you, more truth to be spoken. We call them to the mission field. Father, we speak over the seniors that just graduated. We pray that you would bless their future, bless their colleges experience, bless their careers they're stepping into, bless the families that they will one day step into, Father, and anoint them with a confidence to stand on you, that you will not let their knees strike the ground, but we will stumble, we might get close, but you will not let them fall. Lord, we lift them up right now. And Father, we thank you that this generation is called, is anointed, is chosen, is set apart, the royal priesthood for you. Father, we thank you for them and bless your name and all that you did for camp. In Jesus' name, amen.